You know what I like about the doing the Deer Flabby specials?
What?
We don't have to listen to the Deer Flabby theme.
All right. It's one of your favorite things.
Yes. All right. So we're going to, we got quite a bit, quite a few ahead to put up on the daily Flabbies. So we figured we'd try to knock out a, we ought to just do this many of them every day. Like if we did 10 a day, we could get through our backlog.
Just every single day.
All right. Sounds you ready? Good. You want ready to get into it? You want to read first? You want me to?
I'll read first.
All right. Oh, shit. I forgot we're bringing people in to do these. So we've invited our some of our patrons on to help us answer some of these questions. So they probably need to be in here to hear the question.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I'm going to go through these fast. If you guys ain't fucking ready, I'm kicking you out. I got to work on being nice. I forgot.
Yes. I'm supposed to work on that.
Kika.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Good.
All right. Well. We're going to get... So what we're going to do is just go through a question, and then you're going to help us answer it, and then we're going to kick you out.
Okay. Sounds good.
Oh, okay. So Anthony's getting ready to read the question.
Dear Flabby, I started taking supplements to help increase my nut load. I've also been flirting with my big titty ex, and we have been exchanging photos. I may have accidentally shot myself in the face while jerking it. Am I gay now? That's just a jumble of different... What does one have to do with the other?
Wait, there's a whole fucking story arc there.
Is he gay?
Is it gay? Is it gay? Because it's okay to take supplements.
I don't think the supplements was the question.
Taking supplements makes you kind of gay, but
does it?
Okay, so okay, here's the story arc in case you two weren't paying attention. He started taking supplements to increase his nut load.
Uh-huh.
He started exchanging pictures with his big titty ex. He jerked off, and an enormous nut flew in his eye.
Yes.
Is he gay now because he nutted on his own face?
No. He was jacking off to pictures of a girl with big boobies.
If he got in his mouth, maybe. There's questions, but if he's jacking off to non-gay porn, then...
So, are you telling me that you can... As long you can get nut on your face and it's fine as long as you were thinking about women and it's not gay.
If it was an accident.
If it's your own nut. That's a big key.
If it was an accident.
Okay, so if you accidentally nut on your face, you're fine. If you nut on your face on purpose, you're gay?
Yes.
You understand the flaws in your logic?
No.
I see the flaws here.
What? Explain them to me.
Okay.
If you accidentally nut on your face, you're not gay. If it's your own nut on your face, regardless, you're still not gay. If it's somebody else's nut, you're gay regardless.
Okay, so Kika, are you saying that you can do anything with your own nut and remain straight?
Yeah, absolutely.
No, that's not true at all.
There's cookbooks. Isn't there cookbooks for this shit?
That doesn't make you cookbooks. Less gay. Okay, have you ever nutted in your own mouth?
Not in my own mouth.
In another guy's mouth?
Not that I know of.
Did you say not that you know of?
Hey, one can only hope.
I think he's out of things to say.
All right, so the consensus is not gay, right?
Not gay.
Right.
Thanks, Kika.
No problem.
That worked out well.
No problem.
All right. Long Slong.
What's up?
How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I am good. Oh, this is a long question, so get comfortable.
Oh, boy.
During the end of World War II, when the Russians invaded Germany, the suicide rates in Germans soared.
Soured?
Yes, but soared. They quadrupled in Berlin from the year before. Many people would drown themselves, hang themselves, poison themselves, etc. A lot of times they would kill their kids, too. This was because they were made to believe the Russians were going to rape and pillage when they came, which, to be fair, they did rape and pillage a lot. In fact, there was usually a second wave of suicides after Russians first arrived because of all the rapes they would commit. Those rape victims missing the point that suicide was supposed to prevent the rape, it wasn't missing out. Anyway, my question is, say you two are dirty Nazis. The Russians are coming, ooga booga. So what do you do? Suicide or see what happens? Rape?
I'm going to go with rape, I guess.
Okay.
That was one of my choices.
If you know the Russians are coming to your house, ooga booga.
The Russians are coming.
Okay. And you have a choice. You and your entire family are going to be raped. You know that.
Okay.
Probably not you, but your family. I mean, hey, who the fuck's going to rape you?
I want to be raped too. Okay.
You listen here, you fucking Soviet scum. If you're going to rape my kids, you're going to rape me, damn it.
Look, I have the solution. Here's what you do. All right.
Is it the final solution?
For them. So you get the gas chambers because we know you have them. You attach them to your house and you get the doors so they lock as soon as they come in. You place dummies in your bed so that with the butts facing up, okay?
I like that part.
And as soon as they come in, you lock the doors in on them and turn the gases on.
And where are you? So is
outside. Is the fuck?
Oh.
You should hide in the shed or something.
You sneak out the back. So
okay, Anthony. So you got two choices. You either make paper mache butts or you buy sex dolls that are the shape of you and your family.
You have to get the dolls. You can't. They won't fall for the mache.
Contact one of those companies in China, send them pictures of my whole family. I need sex dolls that look like this.
But I only need the butts.
Yeah. Perfect.
Not suspicious at all.
I like it. Yeah.
Just tell them the Russians are coming. They'll understand.
Excuse me. Dear Ching Chong. The Russians are coming. Ooga booga.
So
that sounds like you're writing a Chinese guy that's living in Africa.
The answer is never suicide. You always, it's either, even if you know you're going to get raped, there's always a way out of it. You always see the movies. They always get out of it. You know,
you are not John Wick, my friend.
How is he going to get out of this alive? And then he does. It happens every time. So it's like, you're not going to get raped. It'll be fine.
Think about the bad guy in Die Hard when he was on top of Nakatomi Plaza.
Yeah.
Holding on to John McClane's hand. Okay.
Yeah.
And he knew in that moment he was going to die. It was over. He should have suicided.
Why?
Because what if he would have got butt fucked when he landed in the middle of Nakatomi Plaza? He could have prevented that.
No, suicide is never acceptable, even in that situation. It's the coward's way out. Even if you're in that, you're falling from the fucking building. You
so
know what I mean?
You would rather be butt fucked than suicide?
And what about your kids too?
I didn't say murder was wrong. I said suicide was wrong.
You selfish prick.
So you just have to get them to kill you and it's fine.
I'm not going to hell for suicide.
All right. Did that, you think that helped?
I hope that helped. I don't know.
I think we're a little late on there. I think we're a bit late. I think World War II is gone.
Thanks, Longslong.
This is just a case of World War III.
All right. Russians, check.
Check and check.
Okay. Doug's bidet.
Yes.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
Can you see the screen?
Yes.
I'm going to let you read this one.
Dear Flabby, I'm an 18-year-old male. I really don't want to get the vaccine, but I feel pressured by my friend and family to do so. What should I do?
Get more friends.
Get more than one friend. There are other families out there that won't pressure you.
Adopt yourself into a black family.
Yeah, they're not getting the vaccine at all.
Right, and nobody's talking about that. Nobody wants to say that.
So that's all I've been reading about is how this is like the new Jim Crow segregation redlining laws. If like only 3% of the black population is got the vaccination.
Yep.
And then you're requiring the vaccination to go inside clubs.
Right.
It's like making clubs safe again.
That was their whole plan all along. Today is where it started in New York, right? Today's like the day that you have to be vaccinated to get into everywhere. I'm pretty sure it was today. And only like 25% of the people in New York, 25% of the black people in New York are vaccinated.
Who are we talking to? Doug's Bidet. Are you vaccinated?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. Anthony, are you so far into this now, like standing your ground and all that, that you can't get vaccinated because you would go back? I know right now there's no incentive to, like, so what I was trying to lead to is, if it was, let's say they came out with a new scientific document that's like, hey, see, here's proof it works. And it was from a source that you trusted, like that fucking magazine that you got tattooed on your hand.
Right.
What's that magazine?
Razor Cake.
Okay, so if Razor Cake came out with their report that said the vaccine works. Okay, so there was no doubt in your mind vaccine worked. Would you get it, or would you still stand your ground and say, I'm not doing it?
I don't need it. I got no interest. It's now, not about, I don't even, I'm not.
No, I understand all that. I'm just trying to get to something else.
Okay.
So what's going to happen when in your area they mandate it that you can't even go to the grocery store or go to work or anything without getting the vaccine?
I have no idea.
I mean, because at that point, don't you need it?
No. Wait, you mean like need it to be a part of society? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
But I had that. No, I'm not interested. I'm telling you, I don't need it as far as like to protect myself from a disease that
I understand. I know all that. I'm trying to get to, if it becomes mandated that you can't go inside any store without showing your microchipped arm.
Uh-huh.
Are you at some point going to cave and get it, or are you just going to go live off the land?
I don't know. Of course, I want to say, no, I'm not going to, but I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen.
The next logical step is they're going to come to your house and they're going to have a fucking syringe in one hand and their hand out reaching for your guns in the other. And if you don't take the fucking vaccine, they're going to take your guns. Uh-huh. That's what this is all leading to.
So if you think that that's the case, what's to stop them from like, okay, here's your vaccine. Oh yeah. And we're going to take your guns too. I mean, that's the next logical step, right? I mean,
and we're going to rape your sex dolls that you have in your.
Exactly.
Okay. So that I worry about you.
Why?
Like, okay. So, you know, they say in the end times, you have to take the mark of the beast in order to go through, make transactions in society and all that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So what if this is that? What if this is the end times and the mark of the beast is from Pfizer?
So
you're not gonna be able to make transactions. Like if we're only 30 days out from Armageddon and you can't buy Taco Bell, think about how shitty that is.
It's 30 days to Armageddon. I need my Taco Bell. So once it gets to that point, does anything else really matter?
Yes. Chalupas.
So I mean, I've been thinking about this a lot, and I don't know what's going to happen. But what I do know is that if somehow, some way, I am forced to get this vaccine, I think the show is over. I don't know.
What the fuck does one have to do with the other?
Because once I'm saying, okay, yes, I'm getting the vaccine because I am feeling that much pressure. Everything in my life is all irrelevant at that point. Like, it's literally, there is literally no reason for me to get out of bed at that point, right?
You are psychotic.
How?
Like, you are truly fucked up in the head. If they have coerced you and put you in a position where you don't have a choice but to get the vaccine.
Yes. And I give in.
Yes.
Yes. What's the point of anything then?
No, you lost one. Get him back in the podcast.
You lost one. that's the one. That's it. There is only that one. That's it. You allowed them to inject something in your body that you didn't want. What is the point of anything after that? There isn't.
Yeah, that's fair. So phrasing it that way is a little different.
Right. If you're adamant that you don't want it,
okay,
and you allow
hold on.
Yourself to be convinced.
Hold on.
What's the point?
Do you whenever somebody starts saying things like, well, what's the point of even going on? That sounds like I might as well just die.
Yeah. I mean, it's not.
It's important that you stop talking so I can get to my.
Okay.
So if there's the threat of me injecting you with something inside your body that you don't want. Wouldn't it be easier then, if you know that's going to happen and you're going to kill yourself afterwards, wouldn't it be easier just for you to kill yourself beforehand?
No.
You'd rather feel me inside of you releasing my seed.
Yes. I still have bodily autonomy at this point to say no. It's the point where you say,
no,
yes,
I'm on top of you with my holding your head into the pillow.
So you're saying I have no choice.
Yeah, you have a choice.
I can clench really hard. Is that my choice?
I'll slip in. You can either take it and die or die. That's your two choices.
I don't understand the choices. Take it and die how?
Because you said you would kill yourself if you had somebody's seed inside of you that you didn't want it.
Okay.
Those were your words.
Okay, and then die, which would be how?
Suicide.
No. Well, that's stupid. So suicide because nothing happened or suicide because something happened?
Suicide to stop it from happening.
But if it didn't happen, it didn't happen. The whole reason that you're suiciding yourself is because this happened. Why would you suicide yourself before it happens?
The tip is right in the crevice. Like, you know that it's happening.
The tip is right in the crevice.
Okay. The first part of the mushroom is pushing in.
I feel the spores.
Okay. So you haven't been fully violated. But you know there is no... Just say you'd kill yourself so we can go to the next fucking question.
I would never kill myself.
So you'd rather take it again?
No, you're putting words in my mouth. You assumed that I said when it's all over. You said, "Oh, so that means suicide." I didn't say that. It's all like there is no more like I don't even know what the word is. Like, I enjoy living my life. Yeah, that's done. I don't enjoy living my life after that point. But I still have two kids who rely on me. So, I mean, I'm here for the long haul for that. You know what I'm saying? But like,
oh, fuck it. They'll be fine. They had a good run with their dad. Right?
I couldn't come on this show and enjoy myself and have a good time. I would never be able to enjoy myself doing anything ever again.
I think you're a fucking drama queen.
No, it's not. It's not. You were asking. How is it a drama queen? You're asking me. You asked me these questions and I'm giving you an answer. Like,
hey, you look good. Just back that vax up. I don't remember what the words were.
So many people are just so willing to just give up. And it's just, it kills me.
You know, no, it's not about giving up. It's so many people believe things different than you.
Right.
That's not giving up.
I'm not talking about them. Doug's bidet, are you vaccinated?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately, yes. What he just said. Unfortunate, which means that you didn't want it.
Yeah.
That's this one guy.
Pressured. And
my school forced me every week. And I'm not doing that shit. Or they quarantine you if you don't test. So, yeah, they did. Yeah.
Crazy.
I took Doug's big, juicy, throbbing vaccine.
Did you die?
I want to.
Did you have any side effects?
Oh, the day after I had the second dose, it was worse than COVID. I had COVID. And I felt worse than when I had COVID. I felt like complete shit.
So you... Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
How do you live with yourself?
Because I'm fine now.
It's not a matter of how you live with yourself. It's just... Worse. It's just how it is. We're too far gone. It's too late.
Anthony, you're right. Gun control works. Okay.
Right.
Oh, okay. Sure. So did you say that, what were the repercussions if you didn't get the vaccine?
You had to go in and get their nasal test for COVID once a week. And if you say forget or you don't test it, they automatically quarantine you for a week in one of our old freshman dorms that are shut down.
I'm okay with that.
That is so fucked up.
Right?
Yes, it is. All of this is fucked up, and everybody is just like, eh, okay, guess I got to go learn about fucking queer theory at this college, so I better get injected.
Black.
I'm assuming that's all they teach is queer theory at college, right?
African-American queer theory, thank you.
Yeah, right. So you got to learn your queer theory.
I don't believe you, though, Anthony.
Me?
Yeah.
Did I make a statement? What was my statement?
That you wouldn't get it. If it gets to a point where you just can't go in any store, I think you're going to get it.
I said
at some point, even somebody like me can't blame you. If you're coerced into, I'm not saying I agree with you being forced to getting it. I'm just saying if it ever gets to a point where you either can watch your kid perform in the school or you can't. And it's all because you didn't get the flu shot.
Right. And so you can see how ludicrous that is. So you understand my point of view.
I understand your point of view. You can never separate yourself and have a conversation. Like I say, when they tell you that you can't go and buy groceries, will you get it? And you say, I would much rather watch my kids die a fiery death.
And I'm the one who can't have a conversation. Right.
Thanks. Right. Thanks, Doug's bidet.
You're welcome.
Hope that helped.
Who the vaccine? All right. Delete. All right. Who's this? Bussy.
Hello.
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 Anthony, this is you reading, right?
All right. Dear Flabby, I'm going for a road trip next week, and one of my friends had to cancel as they're getting surgery done. That means I'll have to drive 14 hours with a black friend whom I don't know very well. How can I go the whole drive without saying or doing anything racist?
Bussy, are you black?
No, I'm not.
Damn it.
Damn it. Did I disappoint
but,
you?
But the whole 14 hours, just play classical music. You can't say anything fucked up when you're just listening to classical music.
What the fuck is going on over there? Somebody giving you a raspberry? Okay. So if you're on a long road trip with a black person and you don't know that person well, what are some things that you can do to not be racist? Is that the question?
Yes.
So is this coming from, like, from the way the question is worded? It sounds like he already is racist.
Yes.
I assume so.
Yeah. I mean, if you're and asking so just, this question.
Just drive alone. Say, oh, just, man, I totally just forgot
drive.
About you.
Just put your hand on the wheel, 10 and 2 or whatever, and fucking drive.
Okay, you know at some point you're going to have to stop and get chicken, right?
Just first thing. So, black, huh? Just start off with that. Just to break the tension, you know?
Okay, so seriously, what are some... Let's say that this is your kid asking you this question. Mm-hmm. What advice would you give him? Like, okay, don't sing along to any rap songs.
No, don't even play rap songs. Don't even play any... Or country.
Classical music. So he was right.
He was right. Yeah, I think you're probably right.
Straight orchestra through the whole 14 hours.
No, you know what? Listen to the Roots audiobook. That would be funny.
Like, are you talking about the band from the Tonight Show?
Yep, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
Who is that? Is that Black Thought? Is that
Questlove?
Isn't his name Black Thought though?
Questlove is the drummer. He's the only one I know. I don't know the rest of them.
Who's the big black guy with the afro?
I don't even know what the hell y'all are talking about.
That's Questlove.
All right. I'm finding this shit out because I think you're wrong.
It's Questlove. Trust me.
Black Thought is an American rapper, actor, and the lead MC of the Philadelphia-based hip-hop group, The Roots.
But he doesn't have a big afro, and he's not big and fat. The big fat one is Questlove.
The fuck if he's not big and fat?
I don't believe you.
I don't care if you believe me.
That means you're lying.
Well, I'm sure in the fuck not sharing my screen. Fuck you.
So do you think the black dude has the same issue? Because they're not mutual friends, they're friends of a friend. Do you think, how can I not make fun of this white guy on these 14 hours?
No, because it's fine to make fun of a white guy. They don't care. Like, black people make fun of white people all the time. And nobody gives a shit.
Well, look at us.
Okay, this is exactly what you do. You just say racist things. The whole thing, they will fall. I mean, he's not driving. He'll either have to walk all the way back or just deal with it.
If you don't like it, you can get out.
Well, what's your name? Kunta. Kunta Kinte.
Tell him to get in the back seat. Okay, I mean, Toby. That's the false thing. Where will I be in the back?
Make him sit in the back the whole ride.
Okay, so like that brings up a good point.
Uh-huh.
If you don't want to appear racist, you couldn't have him sit up front with you and then say something like, "You're not used to sitting in the front seat of the car, are you?"
How's the view from up here?
If we get pulled over, let me do all the talking.
All right. Thank you very much, Bussy.
You're welcome.
Oh, shit.
How much time we got?
About 20 minutes, 15 minutes, something like that.
Black friend, check. Lazy.
What's up?
How you doing?
What's up?
Doing pretty good. Just doing shopping right now.
All right. Yeah, just go ahead and... That's cool. Where are you shopping at?
I'm grocery shopping. I'm moving this Wednesday, so I'm getting some groceries for my new dorm room.
Can you put us on speaker?
Oh, man. Sure. Anthony, could you rant about vaccines again?
Don't do it.
Why does it got to be a rant? Why is it when I say something, it's a rant? I'm not ranting.
You literally just went on for 5 minutes talking about how you couldn't live life anymore if you got shot.
Right. Oh, okay. Right. Where are you shopping at?
H-E-B.
What the fuck is that?
It's a Texan grocery chain. It's one of the best grocery chains.
What section of the grocery store are you in right now?
I'm in the meat aisle.
Okay, so I want you to yell at the top of your lungs, quit being niggardly with those pork chops. Go. Do it!
Me no hablo inglés.
All right. Dear Flabby, I have huge boobs just like you. Not because I'm fat, though. It's because I'm a woman. They are so large I can crush small objects like soda cans, bottles, apples, etc. with enough force. The other day, I slammed my breast against my friend's head. I loved his reaction to the pain. It made me feel excited and powerful. It makes me think I should start smushing things like mice or baby animals. I think this is my villain origin story. My question is, what should my new anti-hero name be?
Wow.
I'm going to be honest. I think this person is lying. I only know one Who's Right female fan, and I know it ain't her.
What? We have lots of female fans. Like 70% of our audience is female.
So, hold on. So, I went on and checked the analytics 2 days ago. It's like 97% male, 2% female, and 1% non-binary.
I don't believe you. 1% non-binary, really?
That means we have 100 fans. If that's what... There's no way that more than one non-binary person listens.
Right. What the fuck? So... So we're looking for a name, right?
Yes.
Anti-hero origin story name. With big boobs. I don't know. How do they come up with names for superheroes? I don't fucking know.
Okay, so Superman. So this is easy. Superman. He's super and he's a man. Batman. He wears a Batman head and he's a man.
Big tit woman.
Aquaman. He's in water. He's a man. That's it. What do you mean? How do they come up with it? It's not like they put a lot of fucking thought into it.
So you're saying breast man, breast woman.
Yeah, breast man.
Breast milk. You're, so are we going? I think breast milk. That's a funny name.
Dun, dun, dun.
So what do you, what would you call it when you use your boobs to fucking fight crime or whatever?
No, they weren't fighting crime. They were the bad person, the villain. They are the crime.
They are the crime. Shit. It's gotta be something subtle. It can't just be like, you know, tits.
I kind of like that.
Tits. I am tits.
All right. Delete.
Delete.
Dog Nastrick.
Yeah.
All right. How are you doing?
Doing good.
All right. I think it's your turn to read, isn't it?
Cool.
Cool.
Dear Flabby, am I a cuck for watching my sister get fucked?
See, this guy has a good question voice.
Yeah, that was creepy. That sounded creepy.
No, I'm serious. I think that Dog Nastrick could potentially be our full-time question reader.
Perfect.
Nice.
It was calming.
Calming. It was nice.
The answer is yes.
No, the answer is no.
What?
Why?
Who are you questioning?
You. How is it no? Unequivocally no. How?
What's a cuck?
Somebody that watches their sister get fucked?
No, that is not a cuck.
It's somebody that watches their wife get fucked and like sets it up and likes it, enjoys it. Like gets off to their
okay,
wife.
So do you know fucked. Why you're not a cuck for watching your sister get fucked?
Because you she's not fuck your wife. Your sister?
Because she's not your wife.
What about your mom?
What about your mom?
Touche. What if you watched your mom get fucked?
Not a cuck.
What are you?
Weird, I guess. Dumb. I don't know.
You're dumb. Fucking weird.
You wouldn't watch your mom get fucked?
No, fuck
no.
Probably not even in her prime. Would you watch a video of you getting conceived? I was thinking quinceañera.
Quinceañera? I'm going to watch a video of my Mexican birthday or whatever. No.
You're not even like a little curious as to what position you were conceived in?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
So, okay. So if your mom made a porno and she was like a famous porn star and you didn't find out until you were like in your 20s or whatever, would you watch it? Would you watch her porn? If she had like hundreds of movies, would you download her whole catalog?
So, okay. Like, mom, if you're watching this, I'm sorry, but you're not attractive.
Okay, what if she was?
I can't answer that. I only know my mom as my mom. Like, I'm not going to let the fact that she's my mom stand in her way, if that's what you're asking.
Yes, that's what I'm asking. So, okay, so what if your mom was like a Roxy Ray type porn star where she was shoving big ass things up her ass? Wouldn't you want to see that?
No, that's fucking gross, cuck.
Why is that gross?
You've watched them videos. They're fucking gross.
So not even for like, just to see what it like, man, my mom can take it. You know what I mean? Like not even that.
My mom can fit bigger things up her butt than your mom.
So, all right. So then what if your mom specifically did them kind of videos where she's rubbing pussies with some other girl?
Oh, those are the good ones. Tribbing, in case you're curious.
Yeah. So what if your mom was like that was her specialty and she was the best one or whatever.
She's the best, best tribber.
Yes. She can trib with the best of them.
Oh, is it post childbirth, like, or pre childbirth?
Pre childbirth. Oh, during childbirth.
She wasn't my mom then.
She birthed you into another woman. So it's like a new fetish. You have two moms because you were born straight into another one.
What was the question? I don't remember the question.
Is he a cuck for watching his sister get fucked?
Oh, thank you. No.
Yes.
What? Yes.
Yes.
I don't understand.
Can you think of a scenario where you're just sitting watching a guy fuck a girl, just sitting there watching?
Yes.
In that situation, was it just like you just happened to be there and like nobody? No, you were an active participant. If you are watching time? People fuck.
Which time?
Every time. If you are watching somebody fuck in real life, you are an active participant.
No, they wouldn't let me.
Did Doug send in this question?
I don't think you understand what I'm saying.
I do. I tried. They wouldn't.
No, you stay over there.
Okay, so what are you saying?
I'm saying that there is no scenario. It's impossible to be in the room watching someone have sex and not be involved in that sex. Like,
okay,
just the act of you watching is involvement.
Okay, but that does not mean you're a cuck. A cuck means you are subservient to another human being who is.
Yeah, he's fucking your sister. Do you not care about your sister?
No.
Oh, that changes things.
You should have asked.
I totally forgot you're kind of a dickhead.
Duh. Okay, so you're telling me that every situation, that term applies, that if you watch somebody fuck somebody that you care about.
Yes.
Not in a sexual way, just care about them. Then yeah. You're a cuck.
Yes.
Oh, that's fucking stupid. You're wrong.
Why is that stupid?
I'm looking up the word. Cuck.
I'll do that too.
A weak or servile man, often used as a contemptuous term for a man with moderate or progressive political views. That is not
yeah,
right.
See? He is.
Or a man whose wife is sexually unfaithful. A cuckold. Ha! So just because I'm watching... Okay, so if I'm watching my sister get fucked...
Right.
And my wife's not faithful, then I'm a cuck.
At the same time, your wife's out fucking some other guy.
You're a cuckold.
Oh, so they're changing the meaning of that word to make it to where, listen, a cuckold is the husband of an adulterous wife. I thought it said adventurous. adulterous.
Either way.
Wife. The wife of a... Okay, so right there tells you that has nothing to do with watching your sister get fucked.
No, the first thing you said was a weak whatever man that like.
Oh, don't do that.
Don't. What am I doing? Don't do what?
Don't Google sister cuck.
Oh. Now you kind of have to.
Is that a genre? Sister.
I didn't get that far. I don't know.
Cuck. Cuckold sister, sister cuckold, cuck sister, cuck. Okay, yep, you are.
See, told you.
Sister cuck. It's a fucking subreddit. Is my sister considered hot enough to cuck?
Sister cuck.
Are you a cuck for watching porn?
Sister cuck hard porn. Sister cuck gifts. Sister cuck fuck. Stepsister and her cuck bitch. I stand corrected. I apologize.
Yep, there we go.
Thanks, dog.
Cool.
Cool.
Got to the bottom of that.
Probably just one more.
Okay. Oh, this is a long one.
Ugh. Probably just one other one.
All right. We got, let's do a short one here. Bring in this guy. Pyramid.
Hey, Doug.
Oh, this sounds like Fatty.
Yeah.
All right. Dear Flanthony and Flug, would you rather be given $1 million tax-free or you and your wife magically transform into the version of yourselves when you were the most healthy. Everything else stays the same. You're just in your 20s now. $1 million.
Yeah, $1 million. Easy. Yeah, that's a dumb question.
What was your... I'm now in my 20s, so I think this is my healthiest form. I'm not getting any better. I know that. So I think I'll take the $1 million.
That's an even easier question for you.
I think that's like a trick question to find out if you are really unhappy with where you're at in life.
I'm already dying here. I got a cold.
Have you been vaccinated?
No, I haven't. All my family have been vaccinated, and the college is telling me to get vaccinated, but I'm not getting vaccinated because I'm lazy.
Because you're lazy?
I'm just lazy. I don't want to go to the hospital twice.
Would you rather go for the go to the hospital twice for a visit or once forever?
Forever? They just leave you in the hospital?
No, I'm not getting vaccinated right now. I don't want to get vaccinated, so I'm not gonna. Did they give you a paper that tells that you're vaccinated, Doug, when you got vaccinated?
Yeah.
Oh shit! That destroyed my argument. I thought they didn't give me anything.
Well, so I was, were you? Can I borrow it?
No, I would just say that I got vaccinated, but you destroyed my argument.
No, they said here you might need this to get into Walmart later.
I think I play the flute. You want to hear some flute?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, man. Just here, I'm on a lot of painkillers. I've been to the dentist today, and listen. Okay, I twisted the thing. Wait, I have a cold too.
What was the question?
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What was the question?
Money, 20s, get in shape.
Oh my God.
All right, we got one more person that's been hanging out in here, and then
okay.
Oh, hello. Gosh.
Hello.
Hi.
We're going to do one more question, then we're getting out of here.
Okay.
Dear Tubby and Piss Brain, when peeing in public in a public urinal, do you show dominance by having one hand control your aim while the other is on your hip, or are you a peasant with both hands around your junk? And what's a more dominant peeing position that'll make all the guys think I got a big one? Pants all the way down? Handstand peeing, go all out naked. Yours truly, Beaner Dip.
Easy question.
All right.
So, you know, I used to go to the bars a lot.
Uh-huh.
And one of the things that you need to do, so we went through like what it's like to be in a bar and exerting dominance, not letting anybody look at you in the eyes, all that.
Yes.
So when you go into the bathroom, you have to go into where the toilet, you don't use the urinal, you use the toilet. And you wait until you can't hold it any longer. Uh-huh. And then you go, I'm telling you from experience, this is what I did.
Okay.
And then you stand above the toilet and you pinch the head of your dick and then let your pee muscle go so it fills up your dick with piss. Okay.
Okay.
And you sit there and hold it and you wait for somebody to come in and then you let it go. And it sounds like a fucking fire hose blasting into the toilet. And they're like, God damn, he's got a big dick. And I'm like, you're goddamn right I do.
Huh.
What's your strategy, bitch?
I'm going with pants all the way down at the urinal. I like that one better.
I piss in the drain in the middle of the floor.
I think that wins, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. Right in the middle of the floor, pants all the way down, shirt off.
Double squatting.
Squatting.
Drain and waffle stomp it down.
I think you're on to something.
Yeah. I like all that.
Right.
I like that old joke when you go up to the urinal and there's somebody already there. Whew, that's cold water.
All right. We're going to thank you for stopping by, official.
You're welcome.
Officially.
Hey, let's go through these super chats real quick. I don't want to leave them hanging.
Okay.
Eugen called you fat.
You. He called you fat.
Lechuga. How come Dr. Eggman sucks on the fruit smoke, but Schizo Bert has the peanut lungs? That's the funniest sentence I've ever fucking heard.
The fuck does that mean?
I think this is the best super chat that we've ever received.
Dr. Schizo.
I like it so much that if somebody was to pay to put it on there again, I would read it again. Oh, dear Flabby, how do you deal with rude customers? I don't. I don't work in public.
Customer service. You have worked at a job where it was customer service, right?
Yeah, but I just took it. I was young. My first job was at a fucking donut shop. So it was all old men throwing their change at you to pay for their fucking coffee because they're cocksuckers. That's my biggest pet peeve, is seeing when, like, the cashier puts their hand out, and then a fucking old farmer dude or whatever just takes the change and drops it on the counter.
Yeah.
I will fuck people up for that. I will punch them right in the side of the head.
Why does that bother you so much?
Because it's so fucking rude. Their hand's literally out waiting to take the money.
Huh. Doesn't really bother me. It's fine.
You're a cuck. Taking It Easy Podcast. Thanks for all the laugh, guys. What is Taking It Easy Podcast? I wish we had more time. We'd jump into that.
Leave it on there for next week.
Go check them out. I was one of the guinea pigs that got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and was sent to the emergency room 12 hours later. But your name's the common cold.
We can't spread stories like this, okay? All the vaccines are fine. You are fine. Everything's fine. You're still alive. Don't worry about it.
Like, what he's leaving out is that he fell off a roof.
I went to the emergency for falling off a roof 12 hours later. Son of a bitch.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.